Chapter 1. Wide Open Spaces.
"Excuse me, ma'am," the Secret Service agent whispered in my ear. "The President needs you at Marine One in 10 minutes.
No one else in the crowd of 15,000 heard him. We were in Norfolk, Virginia, for the commissioning of the USS George H.W. Bush, the latest American aircraft carrier in our military's fleet. I wasn't expecting the summons because I thought we had time to watch the speeches. I was trying to soak up the moment. The January air was cold and dry, but the sun was shining, so we could all be outside to celebrate the life accomplishments of President George H.W. Bush, the father of the president I worked for, George W. Bush. I was nostalgic because it was one of the last events we'd attend before he left office. The agent's words snapped me out of it. I didn't want to raise suspicions by a quick reaction, especially not with the media, so I didn't race for the exit. I nodded to the agent and smiled, trying to look unconcerned. It's a good thing I had big sunglasses on because I was worried. Our intelligence had picked up terrorist chatter that the enemy wanted to disrupt events before the inauguration of President Barack Obama, and what better place to attack than where the major leaders, public servants, and friends and family of the Bushes were gathered. We had an obligation to be paranoid. Still, I played it cool. I waited about 30 seconds before I slipped back into the ship and followed the agent through the steel hallways and out a door that I hadn't seen. I tried to walk at a normal pace. I have short legs, but I've always walked fast. I had to keep up with my mom or I'd be left behind. Marine One was ready to go. Secretary of State Condi Rice arrived when I did. We climbed aboard and buckled in. A few minutes later, President Bush jogged up the few steps of the chopper. "Let's go see the SEALs," he said, before taking his seat and buckling on his seatbelt. Then I got it. This wasn't an emergency. The president just wanted to see his guys one last time as their commander-in-chief. They'd been through a lot together. He'd asked so much of the SEALs, and they'd exceeded his expectations. Few people knew he was coming to visit, and it was closed to the press. This would be their last moment alone together. Navy SEALs are so cool, and a hangar full of them is awesome. Our staff snuck into the building from a side door and made our way to the back of the...